This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde asks if Harris helped hide President Biden's decline from the public. The search is on for a new president at Marquette University. The Board of Trustees is looking for someone to take over after Michael Lovell died last month. Lovell led Marquette for more than 10 years. The new president will be Marquette's 25th leader. The national search will be closed and confidential. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carey Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Over 500,000 people will hit the grounds of EAA Air Venture 2024 before it's done. That poses some challenges in coordination and traffic. Communications specialist Drew Stefani.
We actually had a Northwestern University a couple of years ago actually help do a traffic study to help us manage the traffic as best as we can, because everybody knows as soon as the afternoon air shows and the night air shows end, things get a little hectic around here.
Stefani said last year representatives from 93 countries attended EAA. It's been described as the Olympics of aviation with its international flair and flavor. Director of Communications, Dick Napinski.
We have media representatives, just off the top of my head, Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Japan, Australia. They're all here. New Zealand is here this year. Certainly a big contingent from Canada, you know, and they all come here because they know this is the place. A lot of these aviation people come in and there are more airplanes on the ground here in Oshkosh right now than they have in their whole country.
EAA Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Regional. If you still need an ID to vote in the August 13th primary, you can get one at the DMV for free. U.S. citizens who are at least 18 years old by the next election should begin online. You can find the list of required documents at wisconsindmv.gov. There's no separate voter ID. You can use a valid driver's license, identification card, military, or student ID card. Visit the Wisconsin Election Commission website at bringit.wi.gov. A Kaukauna woman pleads no contest to homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in connection to a March 2023 drunk driving crash that killed a 19-year-old in Calumet County. Bridget Miller will be sentenced September 24th. She has agreed to a $300,000 restitution as part of her plea. Because Miller had four previous drunk driving convictions, the legal limit for blood alcohol content for her was 0.02. According to court records, her blood alcohol content at the time of the crash was 0.222. Hope Fridge, which started in Oshkosh as a mutual aid project to help fight food insecurity, opened a new location at 333 First Street in Menasha Tuesday. Holly Poupart says that her goal is to open another in Oshkosh soon.
Once, you know, this location is well established, that's actually going to be one of my next focuses and one of my next projects, because there is a need. And
The concept behind Hope Fridge is to take what you need or give what you want to ensure that food and personal hygiene supplies are available for anyone who needs them. Learn more in our story at WISS.FM. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee won, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Top Gun, prepare to get even fannier. Glenn Powell spilled the beans during a July 22nd episode of the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, where he told listeners that the third installment in the Top Gun franchise will happen. Powell says he has a start date. When asked for more details, however, Powell said he would not give them. As usual, everything hinges on the availability of Tom Cruise. Let's be honest, everything in the world hinges on Tom Cruise's availability. Joker Foley Adu has some big shoes to fill, not from the original Joker from 2019, but from the trailer that just dropped. According to the New York Post, in the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga put on a bloody show as they danced through Arkham Asylum. The new Joker deals with a trial making the Joker face the consequences due to his actions in the previous film. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. The film is set to hit theaters October 4th. Here's a retro Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch. I've been reworking my way through Richard Linklater's Sunset Trilogy. Just brilliant. I just finished the second installment before Sunset, and not only does it hold up over time, I think I like it even better. The film follows Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in their quirky, unconventional relationship. It is definitely worth a watch or a rewatch. Here is a blockbuster spotlight pick for this week. Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th. This will be the third installment in the Deadpool franchise from Marvel and is expected to keep the box office steam going for another weekend. Will it overtake Twisters for the number one spot at the box office? It's the heavyweight bout of the summer, but in this case, the people will decide. How's that for democracy? Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, high of 76 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. By Friday, sunshine, 83. It's going to get a lot warmer and a lot more humid by the weekend, with highs in the mid to upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.